It's time for the emergency break of the week.
It's a great place to live. All different age groups. You have the dump that.
What? The hell? That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
You can't eat acid. You can't eat acid every day, or the other thing that I said.
I can't eat acid.
By a wheel-top comment or technical meltdown.
That's not a good word to stop in the middle of.
Let's make note of that.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Ah, yes, the longtime Friday morning tradition, the emergency break of the week. We give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. All right, we've got a lot of confusion in our candidates this week. Starting with candidate number one. This is Danny from the Hardline. They were talking about DeMonte Casey getting the DWI this week, the Cowboys safety. Danny was a little confused to exactly what his name is. And you get a pretty funny Corby laugh here, too, for a bonus.
So you're happy about this?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I am.
You'll take this.
Yeah. I was fully expecting for him to say, you wait for the name to come out. When it's Ron Kazoo or whatever, you're like, whatever, it's fine. Not going to miss him.
It's DeMonte KZ.
Ron Kazoo.
Not Ron Kazoo.
He will always be Ron Kazoo from now on. Ron Kazoo.
No, but he's riding that 2-touchdown where he's kind of out of his spot Sunday in Foxborough and then backing it up with this.
Yeah. Ron Kazoo.
Ron Kazoo. So back to the gift horse.
What if that was his name?
Back to the gift horse.
Would Bob please have a little bit of fun with the name? There are two different shows going on in this clip.
My God, Ron Kazoo is funny.
That is a great name.
Ron Kazoo.
That is genius from Danny.
God, it really is.
Ron Kazoo.
And Corby's laugh.
I think Danny put out his rendering of what Ron Kazoo would look like, too. It was pretty funny. All right, one more time for two shows at once.
So you're happy about this?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, I am.
You'll take this.
Yeah. I was fully expecting for him to say, you wait for the name to come out. When it's Ron Kazoo or whatever, you're like, whatever, it's fine. Not going to miss him.
It's DeMonte KZ.
Ron Kazoo.
Not Ron Kazoo.
He will always be Ron Kazoo from now on. Ron Kazoo.
No, but he's riding that 2-touchdown where he's kind of out of his spot Sunday in Foxborough and then backing it up with this.
Yeah. Ron Kazoo.
Ron Kazoo. So back to the gift horse.
What if that was his name?
Back to the gift horse.
Way to go, Danny. That was funny. You are candidate number one. Okay, here is some confusion. This e-brake, I guess, is actually on me because I caused the stop down. But this is only because I work with two ding-dongs who hear one word and automatically think another. And listening back to this upon further review, I said it the way you're supposed to say the word C-A-U-L-K.
Oh, yeah, this is a funny moment.
We're talking about Halloween candy, and Gordo brings up taffy, so I compared it to something that you may seal a window with, or maybe your kitchen sink or bathtub, a product you use, a sealant. And this
What's
is,
it called?
You're about to hear.
Okay. Taffy.
No.
Gross.
No, that's just gross. I hated taffy.
It's caulk.
What?
Caulk.
What?
Can you say anything around you two guys?
Not that word.
You wanted to put what in your mouth?
Every Halloween you look forward to.
C-A-U-L-K. Caulk. I have to say
Stop
like,
being so British.
Yeah, I have to say it that way so you guys don't rear up like prairie dogs.
So what were you trying to say?
Working with morons.
What were you trying to say, British Giorgio?
Colk.
That's...
You put that in your bathtub?
What?
That's what we call an ender.
Shouldn't be.
Thank you, Gordo. Happy Halloween.
All right. I got to tell you, though, George, in listening to it again, it still sounds the same to me.
Yes, the first time you say it, it sounds like that word. And then the second time you say it, you add the L.
You add the L the second time, but then when you did the British one, it sounded like a British person saying...
I would ask for help, but I just see everyone in the other rooms laughing, so I'm not going to try to dial up a lifeline here. Maybe Sean would help me out, but I don't know. He's laughing, too. Okay. All right, one more time, you be the judge.
Taffy.
No.
Gross.
No, that's just gross. I hated taffy.
It's caulk.
What?
Caulk.
What?
Can you say anything around you two guys?
Not that word.
You wanted to put what in your mouth?
Every Halloween you look forward to.
C-A-U-L-K. Caulk.
Stop being so British.
I have to say it that way so you guys don't rear up like prairie dogs.
So what were you trying to say?
Working with morons.
What were you trying to say, British Giorgio?
Caulk. That's... You put that in your bathtub?
What? That's what we call an ender.
Shouldn't be.
Thank you, Gordo. Happy Halloween.
I'm sorry, Georgia, but we were right on that one.
I don't know. I heard an L in there somewhere. Especially in the British pronunciations. I definitely heard that. I don't know what the problem was with you guys. But that is stop down number two. Stop down number three comes to us from the Normandy invasion. It's Mike Saroy who has some store confusion when Donnie's talking about one of his first jobs.
But I was too cool to ride the bus because I was in college. So I got a job at Highland Superstore so I could walk to work because it was around the corner from my grandparents' house.
What were you selling at Highland Superstore?
I was a cashier. I was not on
the
floor.
You weren't the head butcher?
I don't get that reference.
Butcher? The guy who chops up the meat in the back? A butcher? At a grocery store?
At an electronics store?
Oh, I thought you said a grocery store.
No.
No. You said you probably did say, you probably misspoke on where you worked. It wasn't my fault, I'm sure.
Highland Superstores.
That sounds like a grocery store.
Okay. Me. Well, no, you're wrong. It's an electronics store.
I acknowledge.
And I was a cashier.
Did you guys see things going haywire in our parking lot this morning?
On to the other subject. I guess, Mike, growing up in Florida, we hear Highland Superstore and I think electronics. I don't think grocery store. But obviously he did. Maybe that was...
Like, I thought,
is there a Highlands grocery store, or something?
I see how he could think it's a grocery store.
Okay. Well, Donnie didn't.
That was a stop down.
All right, one more time.
But I was too cool to ride the bus because I was in college. So I got a job at Highland Superstore so I could walk to work because it was around the corner from my grandparents' house.
What were you selling at Highland Superstore?
I was a cashier. I was not on
the
floor.
You weren't the head butcher?
I don't get that reference.
Butcher? The guy who chops up the meat in the back? A butcher? At a grocery store?
At an electronics store?
Oh, I thought you said a grocery store.
No.
No. You said you probably did say, you probably misspoke on where you worked. It wasn't my fault, I'm sure.
Highland Superstores.
That sounds like a grocery store.
Okay. Well, no, you're wrong. It's an electronics store.
I acknowledge.
And I was a cashier.
Did you guys see things going haywire in our parking lot?
Maybe we need to get the end of that for a drop, too. What was going haywire in our parking lot. Saroy thought he really had something there about the whole butcher thing, though, too. That was so disappointing to him.
Yeah, he was watching it sail over the fence. Wasn't he?
He was just about to drop his bat, probably a metal bat. All right, so is it Danny, Jubb, or Mike? 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
G'day, music. C-break, man. Here's a song for the ladies. Don't always have to caulk a heart. In fact, sometimes that's not right to do. Cheerio, cheerio.
Okay. He's voting for you. Thank you. British Giorgio.
Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
George's diarrhea pants.
I don't have those. Hey. I don't have those.
Yeah, you threw them away.
I never really had that problem. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Or Mike.
Oh. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, is it Christian Okoye and Marion Butts?
Two quality running backs, but no. Hello, you're on the ticket, AM, FM, and the stream.
Good morning. I'd like to vote for Ron Kazoo, and you guys have a blessed day.
Oh, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, this is not Cassidy, and I would like to vote for Dan.
Okay.
Dan.
Or, thank you for not voting for me. Appreciate that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Imona, Imona.
Yes, ma'am.
Believable.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Needers, I want to vote for Big Dumb Danny and Ron Kazoo. Just so you know, and y'all have a happy, crazy house. Love you.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Jubb's Wiener Flavored Coffee and Hooter Brown.
Hello, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Hey, Giorgio, I got a question for you real quick.
Okay.
So I'm picking up a lot of Raising Cane's tomorrow.
Yep.
And
relation.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, morning, Newser. This is Mike Hawk with Mike Hawk Renovations. I've been trying to get a foothold over there in the Plano area. Right,
but we know what play you're running. We appreciate Mike. The vote. Thank you. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
I didn't slice born.
Almost made it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to respectfully vote for George. And so Gordon is very talented.
That's the original.
Oh, the original.
That's Lila.
And we have a winner.
Taffy.
No.
Gross.
No, that's just gross. I hated Taffy.
It's caulk.
What?
Caulk.
What?
Can you say anything around you two guys?
Not you that wanted- word.
You wanted to put what in your mouth?
Every Halloween you look forward to.
Caulk. I have to say
stop being so British.
I have to say it that way so you guys don't rear up like prairie dogs.
So what were you trying to say?
Working with morons.
What were you trying to say, British Giorgio?
Caulk.
That's...
You put that in your bathtub?
That's what we call an ender.
Shouldn't be.
Thank you, Gordo. Happy Halloween.
I've been on a run lately. Trying to catch up the norm.
You're closing in on 100.
Yeah. How many is that, Fernando?
Ding dong. 92nd wing, 31 behind Norman, shooting blanks, Hitzkus.
With the Alec Baldwin
story. That's
thing.
Not really.
Deal with it.
Wow, 8 to go.
Yeah.
Are you getting nervous?
I am. I'm afraid to say anything now.
Yeah, and we shouldn't talk to you about it. You got a no-hitter going.
Like we can't talk to you. Yeah, don't talk about it.